A Facebook confrontation between an Alaska Democratic Party stalwart and a young Bernie Sanders supporter has gone viral. Levi Younger of Eagle River sent a message to Juneau's Kim Metcalf via Facebook this week, trying to sway her from Hillary Clinton to Sanders. As APRN's Liz Ruskin explains, it taps into a feud the parties have been waging internally for a century.
The private Facebook exchange went something like this. Younger, a recent poli-sci graduate, says Sanders swept the Alaska caucuses, so why is it fair for Metcalf to spend one of Alaska's few delegate votes on Clinton? Metcalf is the state party's national committee woman. She tells Younger she's been in the Democratic trenches for 40 years and resents a party newbie telling her what to do. They kept it civil, barely. After Younger posted their conversation for the world to see, thousands of people shared it on social media and joined the fray, mostly on Sanders' side. Peter Levine, an associate dean of civics at Tufts University, says the debate illustrates clashing ideas about how a party should select its nominee. And Levine says it's understandable why the Sanders fans are frustrated.
They have in mind the model that the party is a vehicle for the public to express its will. It's a sort of first stage in the voting.
By that reasoning, the nomination should be by majority rule, and newcomers should have all the rights of established party officers. But Levine says historically, parties have seen themselves as associations that govern themselves and set their own agendas, and they like to reward their hardest workers.
And so on that model, it doesn't have to be majority rule, and then the parties probably want to have safeguards against being taken over by newcomers. So it's two different models, and they really have fought each other for more than 100 years in America.
Since the 1970s, the parties have largely followed the majority rule model. But at this year's Democratic National Convention, about 15% of the delegates will be superdelegates, like Metcalf, who won that status because of their position in the party. The term superdelegate dates to the 1980s, but it's a vestige of the strong party model. Superdelegates can choose whatever candidate they like, no matter how their state voted. Sure, it sounds undemocratic, but political scientist Norm Ornstein at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says superdelegates were invented for a reason.
The party looks to get a broader public grassroots reaction, but it also wants to give at least some role for the people who are invested in the party, have worked in the party, are concerned about the broader elements of the party's well-being.
Superdelegates, typically chosen in a prior election, serve as a check on insurgencies and passions of the moment. Ornstein says they're long-timers, likely to understand the party's need to elect Democrats up and down the ticket.
It's also the case that people who are connected to the party are going to have maybe a little bit more sensitivity to making sure you end up with a candidate who can win.
Sanders is pursuing superdelegates, but Ornstein says it's no surprise that most of them are going for Clinton. She has done a lot of joint fundraising to help the party and other Democrats. Ornstein points out that Sanders, as a senator, rejected the party label and these days is noncommittal about using his fundraising prowess beyond his own campaign.
He's got a lot of support. His issues are resonating with very substantial numbers of voters. He has raised a ton of money from small donors, all of that to his great credit. But, you know, his attachment to the party whose nomination he's seeking is a very, very tenuous one.
Ornstein says that doesn't play well to superdelegates. By the way, if you're wondering about Republican superdelegates, technically there aren't any. But many in the GOP establishment now wish there were, so they could thwart Donald Trump. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.